This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
Okay, good morning everyone. Shalom aleichem, bruchim habaim. We are continuing in Mishnah Berurah Daf HaShavua, Simin Knag, Kufnun Gimel, Seif Dalad. Seif Dalad. In Mutter Liknois B'demei Kedusha Achazusha Achaz Kiyoitzeba, can you plateau? Could you stay on the same level of Kedusha? Yesh Oisrim V'yesh Matirim. Some prohibit and some permit. The Bir Halacha says it's obvious that we're talking about there's another place to daven. Because if you're going to sell a shul for something else equal, it's better you're not going to have a place to daven. In other words, or it's better to go up to buy a shul. You don't want to be stuck without a shul. Let's see the Mishnah Berurah Ki Yoytzeba. Dahainu Shemachru Beis HaKnesses Yishana. You sell an old shul, and you want to buy a new one. V'chein b'chal hadvarim. Now again, the Bir Halacha says we're talking about where there's another shul to daven in the meantime. So again, the Mishnah Berurah says the situation is you're selling an old shul, and you want to buy a new one. So yesh oisrim kivan de in malam b'kedusha afal pig afagav de in maridin gamkin. Some say it's usher because you're not going up, even though you're not going down. V'davka b'chal dvarim shiach lahalos b'kedusha v'chanal. It's only when you could go up it's mutter. Avu b'sefer Torah shein yachal lahalos adam b'kedusha yoiser. But when it comes to a sefer Torah where there's no room to go up, l'kuli ama kishamachra yikach b'demei acheres. Everyone would agree that if you sell it, you buy another one. V'yesh matiren. Kivan da'al kopanim ein marid ha-mekdushasen. V'chol zel inyan di'yaved. This is all b'di'yaved. Av l'inyan chachil v'adi asa l'umkar shum d'var kedusha k'tei likach yoytzeba. But l'chadchila, you're not to sell any matter of kedusha to buy an equal one. V'afilu heicha d'alek l'meichash l'pshiyusa. Even if you're not concerned of negligence, kagoin shahadavar kedusha acheres mezuman lefaneinu. Let's say the other matter that you're going to buy is right here in front of you. Ve'inoy chaser ela nesinas mois. All you're lacking is giving the money. Afilu hachi aser. Why? Detzarech lahalos bekedusha dafka. You have to go up dafka. So let's say I got a minchas chinuch. And I already have 9 sets. I'm not allowed to trade it in for. Can I trade it in for a Shagas Aryeh? Or no? I have to buy Sefer Torah now, because you have to go up in Kedusha. Or I have an old print of a Sefer. Now I want to buy the new print. I'm not allowed to give it back to the store and buy a new print. I have to keep it and go and buy the new print. V'im chazi beit tiyua, if there's an issue with the first one, aisha haya katan mayhachal, or it doesn't work, it's too small, l'kuliyam mutar v'lechil l'machar k'dei likach acher. So if you have a shul that's too small, then for sure l'chadchila, you could sell it to buy another one.
We see a lot of people selling svarim and buying others with their money. How are they allowed to do it? They're not going up in Kedusha. So I thought the Mishnah Berurah said in Sivkatan Yud, because there's no room to go up, so you have no choice.
What about the guy who put on the sefer Me'es Mishpachas Friedman? So now, he doesn't want me to give it back to the store. The guy engraved on my sefer who the noisein was.
I once had that on a becher. A guy gave me a becher. It says, Me'es mishpachas, you know, Pliny Almoni. So I went and I paid money to remove his engraving, and then I gave it. But that was allowed to do it. It was a Kiddush cup. What about a Sefer? So listen to the Sfarah. He says, Nir ada achshav mitchila kishakoina ha-sefer ha-ya badaitoi lekach. And now, a days, in the beginning, when you buy a book, when you buy a Sefer, Luchari is talking about a Sefer Torah, the das is, she'eloi zman she'yitztarech lai. She'yi'eloi kol zman she'yitztarech lai. That you're buying it, and it should be yours for as long as you need it. Uve'im yizdam lo yoyser yafe. And if you're going to find a nicer one, yimkor zev yikach hayafe. Va'av shaloi hisna beferosh. Even though you didn't explicitly make this Tanai, it's like you made the Tanai. So whenever you buy a Sefer Torah, you're buying it with the das that you could always exchange it. Does he mean Sefer Torah, or is he talking about our Svarim? He's talking about Svarim. Let's see. This is note 13. I don't see note 13. It's on page 17, okay. I don't understand what he's saying here. Why do you need this Tanai? The Mishnah Berurah said that in the Yesh Oisrim, Sefer Torah, Shein Yachal Halas B'dam B'kdush Yosef, L'kulei Amah, you buy a nicer one. I guess because that was only L'gabi Di'eved, but L'chadchila, you're not allowed to. L'chadchila, everyone agrees you can't stay on equal footing. There's a Yesh Matirin and a Yesh Oisrim. Even the Yesh Oisrim holds by Sefer Torah, Matirin B'di'eved. But L'chadchila, meaning everyone agrees L'chadchila, you're not allowed to. So what's the pshat that people do it today? It's because it's like you purchased it to be able to get a better one when you want to. Tav HaChayim says that b'chlal, you're allowed to sell it to get a more mehuder one. And the Pesachei Tshuva also says this. However, the Chassam Sofer says that mehudar is not an Eloi b'kedusha. That's what I would have thought. How is a Sefer Torah mehudar has more kedusha? I wouldn't have thought so. I wouldn't have thought it's an Eloi b'kedusha. It's better, but it doesn't have more holiness. It's more sanctified. You could put it on top of the other one. Very interesting. Okay. V'elyo rabba kos of the tama minoku, mishum d'soim ha'ash kos of b'sif yud, d'yochid al sefer Torah shalei mutar limkar. An individual has rights of sale on his personal sefer Torah. Aval ha'sefer shal tzibur ha'chinami da'asar, the sefer Torah of the tzibur, it is asar v'ayin sham b'mishnah berurah. Okay, Sif hei, im gavu ma'is, Livnois Beis HaKnesses, Oy Beis HaMedrash. If you collected money to build a shul or a Beis Medrash, Oy Liknois Teva, or to buy an Aroin, Oy Mitpachas, or a handkerchief, or a cloth for the Sefer Torah, Oy Sefer Torah. Now, Viratsu L'Shanoisim L'Tzach Mashagavos. Now you want to change the purpose of collection. You collected it for a certain holy cause. Now you want to use it for something else. You collected it for a mitpachas. You collected it for a beis medrash. Are you allowed to change the cause? Ein mashanan ela mekdusha kala chamura. You could only change it for a greater cause. Aval. However, im asu bahem hadavar shagavu oisam b'shvilai. If you use the money for what it was intended for, mashanan hamoisel chamasha yirtzu. You could use the rest for whatever you want. Says the Mishnah Berurah, Oy Sefer Torah, Amad Masayim Ein Mishanin Kai. it's going on what we're about to say, we don't change. Question. What do you mean, Sefer Torah? If you collected money for a Sefer Torah and you want to change, but you're not allowed to by Sefer Torah. So why are we talking about the case of Sefer Torah? You're not allowed to. What do you mean, Varatzu Shanoisai? You're not allowed to. So the first answer of the Mishnah Berurah is Taka, you're not allowed to. It picked the Sefer Torah case for the halacha that for it, you're not allowed to. Or there are things that you could sell a Sefer Torah for, namely supporting Talmidei Chachamim. Okay, we'll hold it over here in the Mishnah Berurah.
Recording stopped.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.